Welcome back, friends. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and this is the second hour. And my guest today is Carolyn Yeager. She is the author of Auschwitz, The Underground Tour, and the host of her own radio program, The Heretics Hour, on Reason Radio. Carolyn has also written articles for the Barnes Review, my favorite periodical. Hope that you will look them up if you are interested in accurate history. Carolyn's website is carolynyeager.com and elliewieseltattoo.com. Reason Radio is reasonradio.com. And we are talking today about Holocaust frauds and hoaxes. And, you know, it's interesting that people always seem to remember the first information that they get about any particular subject. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they never remember the little article that maybe was in the back of the newspaper that totally refutes the first information that the newspaper gives out. Now, in the New York Times, dated March 3rd, 1991, the total number of deaths at Auschwitz was 73,137. Now, at that time, they said it was 4 million. And out of that 73,000, which is a terrible thing, death is a terrible thing.
Yes.
But out of that 73,137, perhaps as many as 38,000 were Jewish. And that was based on the records, which were confiscated by the Russians, that the Germans kept at the camp. Now, Germans are very accurate. They're very good record keepers. You know, probably as many as a quarter to maybe a third of the people that live in this country have German ancestry. Germans helped to build America, and yet, beginning in 1897, the city of London, the bankers in the city of London, decided that there were four countries that they were going to destroy. One of which was China, Russia, the United States, and Germany. Those were the most populous countries. They were also the countries where a spirit of independence dwelled, where people really valued freedom and liberty. And look at what they've done. Look at China. Look at Russia. Look at Germany. And look at the United States. And they've mm-hmm. done it using various tactics. Mm-hmm. One, not a shot was fired. We haven't had a revolution here in this country. The government, well, we did have a revolution. I beg to differ with myself here. We had a revolution that they call the Civil War. I call it the Socialist Revolution. And since that so-called Civil War, this country has been incrementally socialized, beginning immediately after that war. So there was a revolution, but if the court historians rewrite history and change history, they give it a different spin. They say, "Oh no, this was a good thing, killing you know all those millions of people, you know those 722,000 people, that was a good thing. You know the North had mm-hmm. to do that." But when you really evaluate it and look at it for what it was and what it did and how it altered the country, you've got to look at it and view it as something totally different.
It was a terrible thing. Yeah.
Sure.
Terrible thing.
And that was before the revolution in Russia. Okay, we got to take a 4-minute break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Carolyn Yeager. Her website is carolynyeager.com. I didn't mean to say we were going to take a 4-minute break, so I hope you're there, Carolyn.
Yes, I'm here.
All of our breaks are 3 minutes except the top of the hour, which is 1 minute.
I thought, this is a long one. I did get up, but I got back in time.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Well, you know, there's one more interesting thought that I have had, and I'm going to mention it in my post about this, the bodies in the Romanian grave. Now, the Jews insisted right off the bat that they were Jews who were killed in a pogrom, you know. And so they have insisted that all along. One Orthodox Jewish website said that many of the bodies were clothed in, identifiably Jewish clothing, but I didn't read that anywhere else. And they have not ever announced what they thought that these people were. Now, what if they're not Jews, which very likely could be, and they have gone and buried them in this Jewish cemetery? Now, for these rabbis, for their whole law and everything, that would be a terrible desecration to put Goyim remains in their Jewish cemetery and honor them. So that's really, now either they're really convinced or they don't care, really, like they say they do.
Right.
And they need to add to their, you know, they're really working hard to add to their total of Jewish deaths, Jewish dead that they can confirm, you know. And
right.
So they want these. They want to find these. So they're willing to put whatever is there, whatever they've been given. That's kind of irreverent of me, but I, you know, it's like,
Well, you know, you mentioned that the stories are never the same, that the people tell a different story each time they tell it. And we find that the official version also does the same thing. The officials always change the story. I mean, at Auschwitz, I mean, initially they had the sign, 4 million dead. And then they've changed that. So they have to keep changing because now that we have scientific evidence, particularly as a result of Ernst Zundel and his trial, that brought out a lot of scientific evidence that is impossible to refute. And so they have to keep coming up with other stories. And remember that these stories that they come up with are always in the news. But we didn't hear anything on the mass media about Ernst Zundel when it occurred. The only thing that we did hear was that he was, you know, crazy, or that he was, you know, it was all negative. And so,
Now here's something that is interesting in this regard, and speaks well for the people at the Auschwitz archive, because in Dennis Avey's book, he, and in his stories before the book came out, I don't know what's in the book actually, but he said he made a big mistake, and he said that when he traded clothes with this prisoner, Jewish prisoner, and then they marched into Auschwitz III, Monowitz, under the Arbeit macht frei sign, that famous sign that's at Auschwitz I, and it's not at Auschwitz III and never was. But now he's trying, no, that's right, because somebody saw it in the book. He's trying to argue, even in the book they say, with his, now, you know, now also this book is ghostwritten. He did not write this, but he had to have help. And somebody really, you know, put it all together for him. So, but he's, now they're trying to say that Primo Levi, who is a very big, one of those witnesses for Auschwitz, has mentioned that sign was there. But it says that the head of research at the Auschwitz archive wasn't convinced. Now they're saying, no, that's not true. But he's kind of stuck with this. And he's trying to say, oh, well, it really was there. Other people saw it there. And now he's got some other fellow he says was there and he saw it too. So, you know, this is all very interesting. I like to catch these people in their lies in a strong way like that.
Yes, and it's not that difficult to do. And the fact that, I'm not saying that 91-year-old people can't sit down and write a book.
Oh, yes, because they can. But he never could. He's got psychological problems. He was a problem. You just have to read his story, not the one he writes in his book, but, you know, read my article, because I go into it. And the Righteous Among the Nations Award, and how that's all, why they picked it. You know, they want people for that. And they only had 3 British people who had gotten that award. You know, that's their Righteous Gentile thing.
Sure.
And they wanted to find more British. So when they found him, they really were happy, I'm sure. And so they're willing to take the chance and depend on their powerful media control and so on, and all their government influence everywhere, to push this silly story so that they can have another courageous British person.
Sure. And another story.
Yeah, and another story.
And
this one is really, it's got serious problems. And
sure.
But, you know, like, I've taken it on, but I don't know anybody else that has. But now that this book has come out, maybe more people will. I've got too many things to do to keep writing about Dennis Avey.
Sure.
It's as big a silliness as when Eric Hunt comes on. I see he's coming on your program, and he's done so much work with
Shoah. With the five diamonds.
That. See, this is similar to that. And, you know, I mean,
unbelievable.
His is just as bad. His is just as bad. You wouldn't believe some of the things in there.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I mean, just amazing stuff. We do have a caller.
Good.
So let's take Ian. in Vermont. Ian, welcome to Spingola Speaks.
Thank you very much indeed, ladies. When we talk about all of these nonsense stories that we continue to hear in the media, it's interesting to me that really these stories began all the way back 2,000 years ago in the Bible, when these same people were spinning their yarns about how they are persecuted and all of this sort of thing, and about how God will protect them, and how they're so much, they can do basically whatever they want because God says that he's on their side. And of course, Adolf Hitler is often demonized because he didn't buy into this silly biblical nonsense.
Ian, you're from Vermont, but you have a different accent. What is your background?
Originally from the British Isles. I'm living in Vermont. It's quite pleasant here, but of course, we had the same media accounts in Europe and in Great Britain that we are constantly bombarded with here in the States. But the curious thing to me is that there are so many people today I hear, some of them on your network, in fact, who will say, well, I don't listen to the media. I turn to the Bible for my truth. Well, you can't find any more ridiculous stories.
Ian,
yes.
Could you stay on topic?
Yes, because,
we're not talking about the Bible.
You're British, Ian. What do you think? This Dennis Abbey is a British man, and the British are just lapping up this. They're so proud of him.
Yes, well, of course, this is the same nonsense that we've been so sold constantly. They'll never stop telling these stories. They've been telling these stories for 2,000 years. That's why I went to my reference to the Bible, was simply because these stories have been told for 2,000 years. My point about the Bible was that when people think that they are avoiding this propaganda by going to the Bible is more full of this propaganda than even in the media.
Let's just try to stay on topic. I mean, we're not talking about the Bible today. We're talking about today's current media and the stories that they promote. So, you know, I don't think that it's a good idea to come on and change topics. So I do appreciate your call, and I do appreciate you listening to RBN, and I thank you very much for calling in. Let's take Mike in New Jersey. Mike, welcome to Spingola Speaks.
Hi, ladies. Good show. And just wanted to ask a question. I had heard from a friend recently that one of the doors to the crematoria actually opened inward. So when they would have been processing the inmates, that the door actually moved inward. And I said, that's physically impossible. You would get a whiff of the gas. Is that true?
Well, that's true at Mauthausen. I think it's at Mauthausen, that door. And there are others, I think. But I would have to check on that. But that one in particular is cited. And it's still there, because it's still there. It hasn't been changed. And it opens inward. And you cannot do that. That's right. That's just one of the things that proves that what they're saying is not... because it wasn't a gas chamber. See, they're saying that room was used as a gas chamber. But it couldn't have been, because they would never have a door that opens inward, and you know, that they have to open up when it's packed with 200 or 300 bodies or something. So, yeah, you're right.
And one other thing I may pass on to the listeners, some people respond to a video message rather than reading, and I think MidnightEmissary.com puts out a 5-part series on the Holocaust and answers all these questions. Points out Fred Leuchter's scientific research that you mentioned earlier, and it's
right.
I know that it works with my friends, and I pass it on.
Could you hold on, Mike? We want to get that website again. Just hang on over the break. Can you do that?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. We will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, Carolyn Yeager.
Are you Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Carolyn Yeager, the author of Auschwitz, The Underground Tour, and her website is carolynyeager.com. Mike, talking about websites, could you give that website again for us?
Sure. It's www.midnight-emissary.com, and you're looking for the Propaganda and the Third Reich video series. It's a five-part series, and it's very informative for those who don't necessarily have time to read lengthy papers, but at least can get a quick synopsis of what the whole propaganda machine is all about with regards to Germany and World War II.
Great. Well, I appreciate that website. And you also talked about the I can never say this word. I don't know how to pronounce his name. The Lecter Report, it's Lutcher. Is it Lutcher? Lutcher Report?
Yeah, Fred. I pronounce it as Lutcher.
Lutcher, okay.
That's what I had said before when I was on with you, and I thought it was Lutcher, but then Fritz Berg said Lutcher or something. So then I thought, well, I'm going to have to find out how you pronounce that name. But I'm glad Michael thought it was the same as Lutcher.
Yeah, I might just add one little thing from that video series that I thought was very interesting. Has a clip of David Irving giving a conference, and he mentioned that Helmut Schacht was the German central banker who was acquitted, the only one acquitted at Nuremberg. And the common thing that he had with the British magistrate, Helmut Schacht, his lawyer, and one other person, Montague Norman, the central bank head in England,
Right.
He had actually asked that Hamarshak be spared because he was an old friend and he just got caught up in the madness and he wasn't to blame. Well, it turns out all four of those men that I mentioned were all high-ranking Freemasons, 33rd degree Freemasons, according to David Irving.
Amazing.
Okay, Michael, but Schacht was not the only one to be acquitted. There were about four, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Three or four. And also, Schacht did know all these bankers. That's why Hitler chose him, because he was really basically a loyal German. He was willing to work with Hitler and his new government and so on and do the best for Germany. But he was also quite, he knew his way around the banking world, and they were friends. And then Hitler did let him go somewhere around 1939. And chose a banker that was not quite so connected with the central bankers. So that's partly why he wasn't working in the government during the war. That's partly why he was acquitted. So, you know, it's not all exactly the way that you said.
Okay. Well, at least it just shows that the fraternity of international finance certainly worked both sides of the conflict to get their agenda going.
Sure.
You know, and I, with that in mind too, Deanna, you had a good article on false flag operations in history that I found very interesting in the last issue of the Bond Review.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, well, have a good day, ladies.
Well, you too, Mike. Thanks
okay.
for calling in. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Okay, you know, with respect to gas chambers, the only country in the world at that time to use gas chambers was the United States. And Fred, is it Leutcher?
You can say it however you want. We'll know what you're talking about.
Okay, Fred Leutcher was basically the expert on gas chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Germany and to Auschwitz. And he examined everything. He took samples. He took samples of everything. And he said it was absolutely impossible, because in order to have a gas chamber, you have to have an absolutely, there could not be any, you know, the chamber had to be totally sealed. There had to be so much technology that the Germans simply, although they were technologically advanced, they didn't ever build a gas chamber. The only chambers that they built were for delousing.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this just shows that these rooms and places that they say were gas chambers, well, could not have been gas chambers. And this has been proven and shown, as you said, by Leuchner and others. And it's so evident. And yet people want to believe in the whole story, so they think, well, they must have been. But if
sure.
you see them, it's just ridiculous. And the one at Dachau, I mean, it's clearly a shower room. It looks like a shower room. I mean, everything about it, what was around it and everything, it's a shower room. And it was in the same building with the crematorium. And they say, well, this was built as a gas chamber, and they wanted to disguise it as a shower room, even though they admit there weren't any gassings that took place there, really. But you see, I mean, the story just becomes, it's just like the AV story. It's no more intelligent than the Ziblatt story or the AV story. I mean, nothing makes sense.
Sure, sure. But people believe it.
Like Leuchner shows these pictures of prison gas chambers in the United States for one person where they gas one. It looks like some kind of a fancy submersible thing that you'd put down. I mean, that's how it looks to me.
Sure. Like
it's all iron and steel with this big door, and it's sort of rounded, and it's all enclosed.
Sure.
It's got all these pipes and stuff, and this person goes in there. And then they say that they have these old cellars, and they just, you know, not airtight or anything, doors that open, you know, to the inside, and they just throw all these people in there for years, and or months anyway, and gas them all to death.
Exactly. Okay, we are going to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes with my guest today, Carolyn Yeager.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Carolyn Yeager. Her website is carolynyeager.com and elliewieseltattoo.com. One of our listeners by the name of Joe emailed me during the break, and he said that there is a good movie. It is about the cat in forest, and he said that it has not been released yet in the United States. And I will post the link on today's date at the radio schedule page.
Is this the one that the Polish movie makers made? Is this
It might be. It's imdb.com. So I'm not sure who did that.
I'll have to take a look at that and see.
Yeah. Okay, we do have another caller, Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe, welcome to Spingola Speaks.
Thank you. I'm not the Joe that sent the email.
Oh, okay.
probably was nothing wrong with the email. And just a real quick comment. Simon Wiesenthal himself, or Simon Wiesenthal, excuse me, acknowledged, and this is an article in Stars and Stripes magazine, hardly a, quote, anti-Semitic publication.
Sure.
That there were no gas chambers, no extermination chambers in Germany. So, why would anybody, if anybody who's trying to claim that there was a gas chamber in Dachau, is extremely ignorant.
And what happens is that the tour guides at Dachau say that, and the Dachau people have now kind of changed their literature around to saying, well, they change it often. Dachau is a real mess. I think almost Dachau has you could find worse things out about there than about Auschwitz. I mean, about the way they're playing, you know, fooling people. But they seem to be maybe in competition with Auschwitz. You know, I really think so. They will say that a certain amount of gassings took place there. It was never used generally, but, oh, there were some experimental gassings. And they used to say that there were none, that it was built as a gas chamber, but no gassings ever took place, which is sort of stupid. Then they said, and I don't know if they're saying that right now or not, but that that some experimental ones seem to have, some people said they took place and so on. They just want to have that gas chamber thing, you know.
Yeah, I guess that makes Simon Wiesenthal a Holocaust denier. Yeah.
Well, basically, that's the historians have admitted that, and they say that there weren't any in Germany proper in all of those camps there. But Dachau itself makes these silly claims.
Yeah. So that's basically the only comment that I really wanted to make. You know, I mean, the whole thing is the American people have been so defrauded, and this is used to create Israel from Palestine, which created a real Holocaust with, I believe, over 1 million Palestinians murdered, which, you know.
And then it's made to keep certain peoples and certain nations in power, not just Israel, but Israel and Britain and the United States, to keep them running the world.
Right. And then you have to also include in that almost 2 million Iraqis that have been slaughtered.
That's right.
And of course, Afghanistan. I'm not sure what the number is there. But then you also have to look at all the displaced persons, which is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And we also have 14 million Germans who were killed.
Absolutely.
Civilians.
Which you never hear about.
No, we don't get
to hear about. Well, you know, it doesn't matter because they're not God's chosen, you know.
Well, and that's why they keep pushing this Holocaust, so that the tension can stay on the Jews and Jewish suffering.
Yeah.
Jews as victims. If you're a victim, you can't be a perpetrator in their thinking.
Right.
And in most people. So if they keep the Jews basically as victims, no matter what they do, well, somebody did something worse to them.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. The truth has to come out. You know, I'm against forced labor camps for everybody, and so I believe that part of what Hitler did was wrong, but you know, let's keep it in perspective. You know, they were not death camps, they were not extermination camps, and what we did to the Germans after the war was far worse, and we also put innocent Japanese people in internment camps, which was wrong. So
absolutely.
You know, and on that, well, I want to speak here for my friend Everhard.
Talk about the script.
Everhard Fuhrer, because you know, when we talk about the Japanese internment camps in the United States, they also put Germans in internment camps in the States. And
even
there again, it's never mentioned. And also, and you know, he is on the, he fights for this. He was one who was in one. And he's always open for, he goes off and gives talks and everything all around the country. Because his family was just destroyed by that. And yes, there were about 14,000 Germans and Italians.
Yeah, so I was going to say that a few Italians
and,
as well.
And there were a lot more Japanese, but still, you know, they did go through that, and it really ruined their lives because everything was taken from them. You know, they gave some compensation to the Japanese, but the Congress refuses to acknowledge the Germans and the Italians, and has never won't even acknowledge, won't give a proclamation or anything saying they're sorry or whatever, like they did for the Japanese. And that's because of Jewish Zionist influence. They don't want that.
Right.
Yeah?
Well, and also France and Britain both used forced labor, German nationals for forced labor. All of these Germans that had fought in the war, doing for their country what they were expected to do, were then, when they thought they were going home after the war was over, They were sent to France. They were sent to Britain to rebuild those countries. Mm-hmm. And they did not get any money for it. They didn't.
No.
They whatever they were paid. In fact, what Britain did was they sold them to or lent them out, leased them out to corporations in Britain, and then the corporations paid the British government. And these people were really in forced labor, whereas the labor camps that were in Germany, those people, those inmates received script that they could use to purchase in a commissary.
Now, are these Germans who fought on the Allied side that you're talking about that were sent over there, or Germans?
No.
Germans who fought for Germany.
Oh, Germans who fought, right.
They were
enslaved.
They had the category prisoners of war, but then they changed it to whatever. What is that designation that Eisenhower gave them? So they wouldn't have the rights of the Geneva Convention. And
right.
They weren't just slaves. They were whatever they were called, disabled.
I can't think of it either. But
yeah.
But some of them were put in camps. Eisenhower had 200 camps in Germany where he put German citizens, even children. At least 1.5 million people died in those camps. Then, in addition to that, the Americans, France, and Britain also enslaved Germans to rebuild the country of France and Britain.
And I understand German women were just raped at will by the Russians who were there, part of the occupying
French,
force.
Well, the French also raped them, and especially they allowed the Algerian and the black, that really wasn't okay at the time. They especially allowed the black Algerian or African soldiers that they had in their troops, and the American troops. Black troops were encouraged to do some things like that, too.
Sure, sure.
Well, I know of a German woman, an elderly German woman, she was a young German woman at the time, but she disguised herself as an older woman to sneak out of the country because she would not have gotten out without being raped.
Well,
old women were being raped.
Sure.
Children, gosh.
Yes, they were raping children from 8 years old up, the Russians. And Eisenhower allowed that.
Yeah.
He held his troops back in order to allow the communists to come in and liberate, so-called liberate Berlin. But what the communists were told, what the Soviets were told, were to go in and treat the women as prostitutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Talmud, it says that, it's having sex with a three-year-old girl is like sticking your finger in your eye. So I guess...
Right.
They took that to heart.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, it's the British and French also. The British and French government, of course, there are a lot of Jewish people in their government and so on. But they want to keep all these stories quiet, and they don't want any of this to come out because it impugns their glorious reputation.
Sure,
as the victors in this great war. So. You know, they're guilty of holding, they're all guilty of keeping the truth from coming out.
Exactly.
It condemns all of them.
The last thing I'll say, you know, it's a big challenge broaching this subject with people who don't listen to, networks like RBN or read the Barnes Review or the American Free Press because they've just been so conditioned. But, you know, I'll just say to anybody, I say, look, call the Holocaust Museum, ask them, you know, to send you any forensic evidence that... there were gassings in Auschwitz or any of these other places, and they don't have anything. The only thing they use are, quote, blueprints. You know, well, there were blueprints, sure. There were concentration camps. There are blueprints of the concentration camps, which proves nothing.
Yeah, they say gas camera on there. They are some kind of a gas chamber. Well, those were where they were doing delousing clothing, mattresses, have you.
And both sides.
Of course they had those.
Both sides acknowledged that no gassings took place in the gas chambers that actually were gas chambers. They've never tried to claim that. They've only had these crude setups, where so they could look in through peepholes and see it, which is absurd. Because they would have died themselves. So,
well, typhus was a big, huge problem in Europe during that time. And the only way that they could keep these typhus outbreaks from destroying whole populations was through getting rid of the lice. And that was what the delousing was all about.
Yes.
And, in fact, they built such big chambers in several large communities throughout Europe where you could take a whole railroad car into this chamber and get rid of all of the lice at one time. Now, if they were going to do that, with Jews, if they were going to exterminate Jews as they say they did, they wouldn't have to take them to a concentration camp or to a labor camp. They would just leave them on the railroad car, take them into one of these chambers and.
Well, that's it. You know, there were so many better ways to do it. And
sure.
They certainly would have come up with those ways, and they would have kept it quiet, and they would have done it so much better if they were really doing it. And
sure.
They wouldn't do this nonsense stuff and they cover that by saying foolish things like, well, they were just so they were so crazy with hate, you know. They just had to kill every Jew. They just jammed.
Which is why Auschwitz had an infirmary where Otto Frank was nursed back to health.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they had in Auschwitz.
They had lots of hospitals. Yeah.
Sure, they had
and
a hospital.
People were put in hospitals and given very good care. It's a terrible slander. Just the whole thing is just to slander the German nation, the German people, for perpetuity. For the benefit of these others.
Yeah.
Sure.
There was Jewish suffering, but it needs to be put in perspective because it pales in comparison to the suffering of other people.
I'm tired of even pointing that out because there's been suffering for the whole history of mankind. I mean, suffering has been a part of our lives forever. And, to just constantly focus on this one thing is... It's just manufactured.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the Holocaust Museum for the Native Americans?
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, we just need to get out of this. We need
sure.
to get out of this Jewish hoax and fraud stuff. And these books that I'm just talking about are just part of keeping people's attention on it. And it's getting pretty thin because what they come up with is so real.
Doesn't hold water.
I was reading on the Rebel News website. I think they had a demonstration in Germany with about 300 people. Something where it was, but you know, to get these people, Horst Mahler and Sylvia Stoltz, out of jail, first of all, the law itself is ridiculous. But then they don't even allow people to present forensic evidence, and for then they put Sylvia Stoltz in jail, who's a lawyer. Defending one of
the thing there is that government that was formed after the war, that was allowed to be formed based on certain they had to have this constitution which says that everything that was determined at the Nuremberg tribunals and so on is accepted by this government and upheld, and so they cannot do otherwise than to uphold all these laws, and then these prosecutors get carried away with it. But they're trying very hard to keep any kind of truth coming out because that's what they're there for. They're not. It's not as true as these people said at this. I saw that too.
As Me too.
These people said, this is not a government of the real German people. And
exactly.
They talk about true Germans, and there's not that. Most of the Germans are just too scared. I mean, they've been through a lot. And so, I don't want to judge them and say they should be more courageous and brave because they do throw them into jail. They have jailed thousands that we never hear about, maybe for shorter periods of time. But they find them, too, right and left for every little thing. There was recently a story that this baker in, I think it was in Austria, he had in his catalog some cupcake designs, icing, that had some Nazi symbols. And he said, this Jewish organization brought him, and he's being prosecuted for it. And he said, he just uses whatever people, I guess there are pictures of things he had done before. He said, whatever people order, he gives it to them, And so some people had ordered this, but they can't tolerate that. They're going to, he's going to, he has to go to trial, you know, and defend himself.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Joe, for calling the program.
Hey, thank
appreciate
you.
It. We are going to a break momentarily, but then we will come back and take Werner from New Brunswick when we get back from the break. And I do want to tell the listeners that we are going to have Ernst Zundel Week beginning on May 9th. And Dr. Ingrid Rimland Zundel has helped me put this together. And we are going to be talking about this the whole week of May 9th. And so keep put that on your calendar. Okay, we will be back after a word from our sponsors with my guest today, Carolyn Yeager.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Carolyn Yeager. Her website is carolynyeager.com. And don't forget to watch Bernard von Knotthaus tonight on Judge Andrew Napolitano's program on the other Fox channel opposite Bill O'Reilly. Okay, we do have one caller left. Werner in New Brunswick. Welcome to Spingola Speaks, and Carolyn Yeager, our guest today.
Good afternoon, I appreciate very much the effort you put in order to bring transparency into what has happened in the past. And we have to know the past when we want to deal with the problems of the present, and when we want to be and race the ones that come after us, you know, in the knowledge, you know, what will happen in the future, what's always possible. And you touched on it before. Like, when I grew up in Germany, the education and the media was basically court-controlled. We were living in a British-occupied zone. And you mentioned earlier there about Dachau. It was the American zone, you know. Mm-hmm. And the occupation forces controlled the media, you know. Mm-hmm. But when I grew up, I listened to the stories of people who went through all this ordeal, you know, from being a prisoner of war. My brother-in-law, he came back as a prisoner of war from Poland in 1949, and they had to work in the coal mines. And many people perished, and the millions that perished in the labor camps in the Soviet Union, it's hardly ever mentioned in the West. And the inhumane conditions, and the French coal mines were not any different.
Mm-mm.
And I'm saying the ones that are without guilt, let them cast the first stone.
Well,
there's lots
thing,
of guilt thrown around.
Another thing I'd like to kind of get in here is that probably a lot don't think about this and don't know that there has never been a peace treaty yet offered to Germany. That's the only country in the world that's still under the occupation from the war, and bound to uphold the findings of the Nuremberg Tribunal and the guilt of Germany. They're bound to do that. And if they don't do that, they can be reoccupied by the four Allied powers. And in order, therefore, to keep something of their independence, as people think they're fully independent, they don't have a real constitution either. It's a temporary constitution that's not really there. It was never voted on by the people of Germany. So they're not free, and the government is not free. So as we criticize the government of Germany for what it's doing, being anti-German, they've all become, you know, kind of like traitors or quislings or something. But still,
well, as
they
I say,
really
you know,
didn't have any choice.
The present head of state, she grew up under the communist system. She was indoctrinated by the communists.
Well, whether she was or not, she's also under this law of the occupying powers, which Germany is still under.
That's impossible, you know, that something is allowed to go on for so long.
Sure. Folks, we've run out of time. Thank you so much, Werner, for calling in. Thank you, as always, Carolyn Yeager. Appreciate
you
being with me. Thank you. And you'll be back soon. Thank you, listeners. I'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.